Now on BBC Radio 4, the afternoon play. Brian Cox stars as James McLeavy, Inspector of Crime in McLeavy by David Ashton. This highly praised play, based on the memoirs of a real-life Victorian policeman, was first heard on BBC Radio 4 last year, and we're broadcasting it again now as a curtain raiser to a new four-part series starting next week. The scene is the city of Edinburgh in the 1860s. McLeavy.
And may the stains on these poor women's souls be washed away. May they be purified by the blood of the Lamb. Their sins cleansed by the hand of God.
Amen to that.
Are you ready to be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Touched by the hand of God.
Oh, touch us, sir. Touch us. Top to bottom. Cleanse us.
Are you ready to be purified? Are you ready for the laying on of hands?
Ready and willing, sir.
Do you abase yourselves before me?
Yes.
Do you beg for mercy?
Yes.
Then in his name, on his behalf, I grasp you to the bosom of the...
Is he possessed?
I don't think so, Jessie.
Oh, my God. What have we done?
Gone too far.
Crime and the law, fire and ice. We're all born thieves. I know I was. I suspect you're no better. The thief is a more natural being than you are. He has the same feeling of right as the tiger who tears to pieces an intruder straying within the landmarks of his jungle. Without the law, we are nothing. I am nothing. James McLeavy, Inspector of Crime. Oh, and to reflect how I have ended here is to reflect on how it all began. Edinburgh, 1870. A dead body on the slab.
Found naked in the water of Leith. A courting couple settling down amongst the rushes, and then, pop, an unexpected guest. Unwelcome.
I can imagine. Passion fled.
Cause of death is yet unknown. I have still to begin my examination.
A certain rigidity of the limbs.
Not always commensurate with drowning. It has been noted, Inspector. Best not try teaching Granny how to suck an egg.
Sorry, sir. I took a wrong turning.
As do we all on occasion. Dr. Jarvis, this is Constable Mulholland, come skipping over all the way from Ireland to bolster my intelligence.
Oh, a hard task. The hands of the corpse, the skin soft, almost delicate.
Not that of a labourer, it has been noted.
Other than that, no marks of identification.
Oh, I think I know who he is.
You do?
And Dr. Jarvis, if you must suck eggs for breakfast, try not to dip your shirt cuff in the yolk. Robert Forsyth, banker and lay preacher. I saw him once on the sands of Portobello, breathing out fire and brimstone.
Well, it's water now.
But how came the body to end up where it did? Forsyth is his address on the High Street. It's a fair haul from there to Leith.
But it is downhill, sir.
Indeed it is, Constable. All the way.
Are you sure it's Robert?
I'm afraid so, Mistress Forsyth.
Oh, dear, he was out late last night and gone this morning. Our rooms are separate, you see, and by the time I rose, gone. I imagined early to work. That was his practice.
Have you any idea why he would find himself in such an insalubrious area?
Salvation.
I beg your pardon?
Of recent times, Robert had decided that preaching to the converted was not the Lord's work. He said to me, Mary, I must go into the belly of the beast.
Leith would certainly qualify.
To bring the Lord's salvation into the lives of these poor, unfortunate women.
Frail by nature.
Prostitutes. Drabs, call them what you will. They have a soul. They may be redeemed.
What's that smell?
Oh, gracious me, the bread is burning. You must excuse me.
It should be saved.
What?
The bread. Just in time, I think.
The Lord. I make them for the poor. Of a Sunday, Robert and I often. Strange to think. How did he die?
The cause of death is not yet known.
And where? Where exactly?
In the water of Leith.
What a odd. Robert always hated water. Except for baptism.
The Lord's ways. Mysterious.
Only he knows best. Only he can tell.
She seemed a decent, God-fearing woman. But as regards her husband's motives, there are many reasons for seeking the belly of the beast when darkness falls, and goodness is not always one of them. However, I was prepared for the moment to give benefit of doubt. And if there is one place in Leith with a surfeit of women needing to be saved, it was our destination.
The Happy Land.
Looks like a big beehive, sir.
Every room in that building a honeypot where many a respectable citizen has been relieved of his want. I have no sympathy for them. Lie down with the tiger, and he'll make a meal of you. But, inside there, inside that place, is my bride-to-be.
I'd no idea, sir. Congratulations.
Try to cultivate irony, Mulholland.
Hello, the house.
Inspector, what a fine surprise on such a grey morning. Now, don't run off now. I'm on my way.
My bride, what do you think?
I need a closer look, sir.
That can be arranged.
James McLeavy. A sight for sore eyes. I'm brewing coffee. You shall have some.
Thank you.
You still take sugar?
I do. In abundance.
That sweet tooth, McLeavy. It will be your undoing.
Jean Brash, mistress of the Happy Land, queen of the night, the most beautiful woman I have ever met. A subtlety of mind and humor balanced by the most infallible lack of morality. Thank God. How else would I have found her such a fascination? Her eyes were green, like a hunting cat. She had the most perfect white skin, and I could see a delicate pulse at the base of the throat. The beat of her blood, red, like the darkest rose.
That's an odd look in your face, McLeavy. This carnality is stirring with the coffee.
I was thinking that I shall bitterly regret the sight of you on a transportation ship, Jean. But at the same time, I shall mightily rejoice.
Oh, it'll be a cold day in hell before that happens. Now, how may I be of service to you, sir?
Robert Forsyth, you know that name?
Not immediately, why?
He saves whores, and you have many of them.
And is he happy in his work?
He's dead. Waterlogged.
Not far from here, naked as Adam.
I see. Hannah. Hannah here is my good right hand.
Good?
If anyone knows, she will.
What does he want?
Now, Hannah, be open with the inspector. He seeks to know if we have, amongst our clientele, a certain Mr. Forsyth.
The name means nothing. But then they don't always leave their names.
Ask the rest of the girls.
I will, Mistress Jean. Well, well. Who's this fine young man?
My new constable.
Mm. Would you like me to be open with you, my pretty wee boy?
Only if you're honest.
Well said, Mulholland.
I'll show you all my secrets.
You may keep them to yourself.
Go on with you, Hannah.
I'll ask, but I've no great hopes.
A wasted visit, I fear, Inspector.
Yes, you see.
And yet, always a pleasure.
Always.
I wonder that some clever woman has not yet ensnared you in matrimony.
Perhaps I'm being saved.
For whom?
Who knows? Thank you for the coffee. It was most refreshing.
It's an honest brew.
Unlike so much of what I have to swallow.
Oh, if only I could help you, McCleavy. It is my heart's desire.
Not much gain there, sir.
You think not? That woman Hannah was very quickly to hand, as if on cue. And Jean Brash has a most inquisitive nature. Yet she asked few questions about her Mr. Forsyth.
Perhaps her mind was more on marriage matters.
Was that irony, Mulholland?
I wouldn't know, sir.
A man may be born naked, but he needs help to die that way. Where were the trappings of respectability which had no doubt closed on Mr. Forsyth? Nothing for it but to make a round of all the city uncles. A pawnbroker can be the thief's friend, and at times the policeman's unwilling helper. There is something about the grey stone of Edinburgh that positively seems to invite the rain. Down it came all day as we tramped the streets. A policeman's lot is not always a happy one. I was about to call time and give the devil his due when we made a last call at one of the half-uncles, the wee pawn men down by the Canongate, Ned Thomas. He did not seem overly pleased at the honour.
Ah, it's been a poor sort of day, Inspector. Nothing but baubles, trinkets and such.
Nevertheless, let me see your hall.
Welcome to it. Yeah, I'll let them pledge this rubbish only out of the goodness of my heart.
What heart?
Nothing here, sir.
And your other stash?
Eh?
You wouldn't let your value items lie so easy and loose. Where is it?
On my life,
you have no life, save what I grant you.
I must protest, Inspector. I'm just a poor man trying to scrape a living.
I look into the core of you, and what do I see but lies and deceit, Ned. Lies and deceit. I can put the arms of justice round you and squeeze you till your bones crack. Now, don't have me ask again.
There.
What about this, sir?
A gold watch? See how it glitters in the light? Uh-huh. And on its back, there appears an inscription. To Robert, from his loving wife, Mary. Who pawned this wee trinket?
He'll kill me.
Don't try my patience, Ned. Give me the name. Shields. Donnie Shields. I know him for a petty thief. But he can be a vicious devil. According to Ned, he slakes his thirst here in the Barber Tavern.
The arms of justice.
What?
An elegant expression, sir.
Thank you. You have your stick?
I have.
A bold front is the best baton.
Sir?
A detective is done the moment his eye quivers or his hand falters.
I won't falter.
Good. Go round the back. I'll drive him out to you. Now, the first thing?
I caution him.
Lay him flat. Then you put the irons on him. Then you caution him.
One, two, three. Very good, sir.
One, two, three.
Good evening, Inspector. At which to be your pleasure?
Conversation. Shields. Donnie Shields. I want a word with you.
The mama will send you?
No.
She worried over me, you see.
You pawned a gold watch this morning. How came you by it?
None of your damn business.
I think it is. You'll come with me to the station.
I have to catch me first. Here, call the driver. I think you've lost him, McCleavy.
I think not. Good evening, gentlemen.
What happened to you?
He kicked me.
Where?
Below the belt.
No. Where is he? There he goes. Come on.
He's heading for the Happy Land, sir.
So he is. The man runs like the wind.
Oh, were I not hampered, I could catch him.
Hampered be damned. Go after him. I'll follow on.
Stop.
I loathe running after thieves. It is so ridiculous.
He's vanished, sir.
I see now. Dean Brash! Open this door! Open this door before I break it down!
McLeavy, are you desperate, man?
Donny Shields, is he in your house?
I wouldn't
He pawned a gold watch from the body of her safe. You best be telling me the truth, Dean.
There he is, sir. Over by the water.
Oh, after, after. You're in the somewhere, Jean Brash, up to that long white neck of yours.
Don't take your bad temper out on me, James McLean.
I'll be back. Rest assured.
Bring your own coffee this time.
What's going on, mistress, last night? Did you do everything I told you, Hannah? Everything.
Aye. All in my life's work.
Go and get young Jessie Morgan.
But she's in the...
Bring her to me this very instant.
Yes, ma'am.
Damnation.
Ah, Inspector. You look a little worse for wear.
I had an unsuccessful night.
Ah, but not I. My report herewith. Strychnia.
A popular poison?
Yes, but after the Palmer case, any symptoms resembling tetanus or lockjaw put us in an immediate suspicion.
So I was right.
Oh, you suspected, McLeavy, but I proved. An organic poison like strychnine is not easy to separate. It must be distilled off carefully with great sensitivity and skill.
But you managed it.
One thing, the dose itself was not fatal. Possibly less than a quarter of a grain, but the man seems to have had a weak heart and a combination of the two.
Murder, nonetheless.
Oh, most foul. And strychnia is not hard to come by. House and garden, often used to kill the rodents.
I was chasing one of them last night. Stomach contents. Anything else?
Significant traces of sugar. Confection on the gastric juices.
A sweet tooth, then.
McLeavy, I interrupt you?
Not at all, Lieutenant Moxie. Your servant in all things.
I heard the news. Terrible.
What news?
The poisoning. Jarvis here told me.
Did he know?
I knew Robert Forsyth. We shook hands on many a Sunday.
I'm sure you did, sir.
I want your best efforts on this case, Inspector. We cannot have respectable men floating dead in the water relief.
No. Think of the fish.
What?
Feeding upon them, sir.
Best efforts, Inspector.
I wish you luck, McLeavy. You'll need it. Oh, and see, especially for your benefit this fine morning, my shirt cuffs, snow white, unstained.
Like your conscience. So, Forsyth was poisoned. Was robbery the motive? And if so, where? I set Mulholland and three more of my men tramping the streets for the elusive Mr. Shields while I broke the news to Forsyth's grieving widow. She confirmed the watch. Also, that her husband had a penchant for sweetmeats and was prone to a shortness of breath, as was Mulholland after 3 days on the streets. The trail seemed cold as the east wind when some words of Shields came back into my mind.
Did my mother send you?
No.
She worried over me, you see.
Sarah Shields?
Who wants to know?
Inspector McLeavy. Ma'am, my constable Mulholland. We'd like a word with you about your son.
My Donny is a good
boy. Oh, you'd be surprised how many doting mothers Mrs. Shields sing me that same tune. Now, may we enter?
The house is a mess.
Oh, I don't mind. And Mulholland here was raised most of his life in a farmyard barn.
With five brothers?
He's no here. See? I told you.
I believe you. A fine fire you have going.
Well, a body needs some warmth.
But why all the coal in a heap there on the floor when there's a perfectly good coal bunker?
Why indeed, sir?
So, Sarah, I have reason to reckon that your darling boy has been grazing on turnips.
How mean you?
Stealing watches. Surely you know the thieves' Latin. Now, Mulholland.
Oh, yeah.
Well, well, well. You don't look too comfortable in there, Donnie.
Leave my wee boy alone.
Oh, shut up, Mammy.
I'm covered all over in coal dust. No, 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 no. I'm sure we can find you a better place than this.
Poison? That's a woman's hand, no me.
And what are you?
Knife or gun, I'm your man.
Gun? You can shoot your own foot.
Just try me, McLeavy.
Dear me. That's a dirty neck. How are our hangmen know where to put the rope?
I could draw a chalky line, sir.
I'm not for hanging.
Murder tells another tale.
I'll never touch
you. You pawned the watch.
Drink money only.
Your death warrant.
It was given me, a present.
Who gave it?
Jessie Morgan. One of Jean Brashy's wagtails. She fancies me. She's lost in it. Mad for me.
And of course you'd lay down your life for her.
That's irony, sir. Definite.
She wants to sit up with me. Gave me the watch as a token.
A token pimp, eh?
Ask her. Go on. Ask her.
Get him out of my sight.
Come on, you. Hey, McLeavy. You're the big man now. But you wait. My time will come.
Mistress Jean will no be happy at this.
Where is she?
Out.
Hunting for victims, no doubt.
Hunting right enough.
Jessie Morgan, bring her to me.
She can't move.
Is she engaged in business?
No. It's the quiet hour, but...
Then Mohammed must go to the mountain. Take me to her. Mulholland, put yourself by that front door and don't let anyone out of this place till I'm back.
Right, sir.
Come on, woman.
Well, Mamani, what shall we do to pass the time?
I am standing here on duty.
Standing, are you? I could help you there.
What in God's name happened to you?
I fell.
Then a horse and cart ran over you, eh? Who did this?
That's a good question.
Nobody. I deserved it.
Jesse, I'm here because of Donnie Shields.
Come.
Hannah, let go. Yes, sir.
He tells me that you made him a present of a gold watch. Is that true?
Yes.
How did you come by it?
I can't say.
Robert Forsyth. It was his. How came you by it?
I can't say.
Then you leave me no option but to take you to the station. The charge will be murder by poison, Jesse. Think deeply on it.
She's no fit to move.
If needs be, our doctor can treat her aches and
pains. Well, I'm coming with her.
Well, you may share the cell if you wish.
Till the mistress comes back, I'm responsible
then
for it.
Then dress her up and bring her out. Do it directly.
And see the shiny buttons. He must be rubbing away all through the night. Rubbing away like a wee bunny rabbit.
Oh, what are you then? A snake in the grass.
I have a message for Jean Brash. Tell her, no matter how she twists and turns, I am there before her. She will not escape me. I am the law. And the truth will be found.
Dr. Jarvis pronounced himself satisfied enough with Jessie's condition, but he gave her a mild sedative, and I was content to leave her and Hannah marinate overnight. Nothing promotes confession like a cold night in a bare cell, with only the fleas and your own guilty conscience for company. I received word that my so-called senior officer, Mr. Moxie, was searching all over for me, and so left the station at once. Sufficient unto the day be the evil thereof. I returned to my lodgings, amused over the complexities of this case.
Mr. McLeavy. Mr. McLeavy. You have a visitor waiting.
What?
A lady, sir. Shall I set up a tea in the sitting room?
No, that will not be... a lady?
Undoubtedly, sir.
Well, sure in, Mrs. O'Hara, sure in. Oh.
Good evening, Inspector.
Good evening, Mistress Brash.
Are you sure of it, tea, sir?
Absolutely. Unless, of course...
I'm fine. But thank you for your kind offer.
Charmed, I'm sure. Well, here you are.
You left me a message.
I did, indeed. But how did you know my lodgings?
How do you know mine? The truth, I believe, is what you seek.
It is.
May I sit down?
Oh, you may.
The truth. Very well. Forsyth was a regular of Jess's. A religious scolding followed by the laying on of hands.
Laying on?
In every sense.
I see.
Hannah helped out if there was need of a larger congregation. On the night in question, he overexalted.
Is that what you call it?
The girls were in panic. They went to a certain person who advised them to strip the body of all possessions. Burn them. Burn everything. The body disposed, there would be nothing to connect it back to them. Nothing at all.
But Jessie kept the watch. A love token for her darling.
Who battered her black and blue.
Because the watch had put me on his trail.
I've been out all night looking for Mr. Donald Shields.
Why?
I have a long hat pin.
It's in my custody, Jean. I'm ahead of you. Why tell me all this?
Oh, you'd get it from Jessie anyway. She wouldn't last 5 minutes. I wanted you to have the story, pure and simple.
Pure?
I don't want them in trouble.
But they are, Jean. The charge is murder.
Murder? The man had a seizure.
Brought on by poison.
That's never my girl's.
The law will decide.
Oh, yes. Two whores up for the murder of a respectable man. Some justice we'll have there.
All are equal before it.
Your law is in the pocket of the rich.
That's not true.
Then prove my girls innocent, because I know they are. But no. You've already decided, have you not?
I have decided nothing.
What will it take to change your mind? To give them a chance? What can I offer you? You smell the perfume on my skin. But there's a different fragrance. Deeper, like a blood red rose.
I need no bribe of perfume to pursue the law.
Then prove it to me, James McLeavy. Prove it to me. Give these girls a chance, an equal shake of justice. Prove it to me. And maybe I'll dance at your wedding.
Mr. McLeavy, will you have that tea now?
I believe I will, Mrs. O'Hara. I've come upon somewhat of a thirst.
Good morning, Mulholland.
Good morning, sir. Shields has escaped, sir.
What?
He pretended illness, and when the jailer came in the cell, he was overpowered.
Am I surrounded by incompetents?
I wasn't there, sir. Three escaped altogether. We've caught back the other two, but...
How about the women? Have you managed to hold on to them?
Yes, sir. Oh, and Inspector, I have a message to you from Lieutenant Moxey.
Our valiant superior.
Is that irony?
Never mind. What does the man want?
He instructs a speedy conclusion to your investigation.
He should more concern himself with the hiring of a better class of jailer.
Shall I tell him that, sir?
He just keeled over.
What had you given him?
The usual responses.
He's a lord, that kind of
thing. I mean to eat. What had you given him to eat?
Nothing. He was always...
More to the business on hand.
Then he was dead.
Poisoned.
Not by us. He was a regular. You'd never kill off a regular.
Oh, just the occasional visitor, then.
You know what she means, Inspector. Regulars are gold dust.
Gold dust or not, the charge is murder. You'll both be up for it.
Mr. Steen will help us.
I doubt that will do any good.
Well, it's better than we'll get from the likes of you. You've got us down guilty already.
I search out the pulse of evil. No more than that.
Pulse be damned. You'd hang us yourself if you had the time.
All right. We'll take it from the very beginning. Every detail all over again.
He was kneeling.
No, the routine. The regular routine from the very beginning.
He would wait in the street, in the lamplight opposite. And I would wave to let him know we were ready. We had to wear white dresses for purity.
Aye, and no other things.
None at all.
Go on.
Well, I would wave, and he would raise his hand. Pop in his macaroon, and then he
what?
Would...
What macaroon?
His sweetie biscuit. He would pop it into his mouth, then walk across the road.
Where did he get this biscuit?
From a brown paper bag. He would never share. He was that greedy.
They weren't a store-bought. You could tell by the sheep.
Jardine, the apothecaries. Some streets from here.
I knew his wife. Poor woman.
Yes. Well, Constable Mulholland here paid him a visit, and the books reveal. So tell the tale, Constable.
2 months ago, you bought a quantity of strychnine from Mr. Jardine.
It's an infestation of rats. The warm weather.
Your husband died of strychnia poisoning, Mrs. Forsyth.
So you have told me.
Sweet biscuits. Macaroons with white almonds.
They were his favorites.
Which he ate that very night. And I must ask you, did you put poison in them?
You may ask, but I may not answer.
Mrs. Forsyth, 2 women stand to be accused of your husband's murder. They are drabs, prostitutes, fallen angels. If found guilty, they will hang by the neck. Can you carry their deaths upon your conscience?
He thought I didn't know. But I did.
Knew what?
He pleasured himself with these women. Not saved. Pleasured.
How did you find out?
A disease. He brought it home, and I received it. Luckily, it was not severe. A mild case, said the doctor. He could not look me in the eye. It can only be caught from one thing. The man can transmit and hardly even suffer. It depends on the man, said the doctor.
I see. You do not face your husband for this.
No. I prayed for guidance. And the answer came, let him suffer. Let him feel the hand of God. Come down hard while he is in the act of sin. I did not mean to kill. I meant to punish. But that contrite heart of his burst in shame.
Amen.
So say we all.
Mistress Forsyth, I must ask you to come down to the station.
That is not possible. The bread is in the oven still.
I beg your pardon?
It needs at least another half hour.
I'm afraid you...
I can wait with her, sir, then bring her on.
Can I trust you?
You can. Poor woman, it's the least we can do.
All right. But if she offers you a macaroon, pass it by.
McCleavy, just the man.
Lieutenant Moxie, good morning.
How is your case?
Concluded.
Good. Ah, these whores. A blight on the society of respectable men. Eh?
And yet, respectable men go chasing after them. At any rate, these two women are not guilty of the murder of Robert Forsyth.
Then who is?
For that, we must look closer.
Closer. Closer. To home.
Oh, I wish I'd seen his face.
It was a pretty picture.
What do you think will happen to her?
Oh, a good lawyer. Respectable woman. She may be lucky.
That east wind is fearsome.
And the case is not over till we take Shields. My betting is that he'll return to this tavern like a dog returns to its own mess.
But it's pitch black, sir.
All the better. That's him. Just out of the place.
You can hardly see. Are you sure, sir?
I know the spit of him.
Come on.
I went up this wee alley. I'm sure of it.
Go you round the other side, and this time, hit first.
But what about you, sir? You have no weapon to hand.
I need none.
Go on,
sir.
One, two, three.
You're looking for me, McCleavy?
I am, Donny. Don't think to run off now. I have men at the other end.
Then I'll just have to get past you. And this says I'll do it.
Where did a pimple like you get a hold of that?
I stole it. Now my path, blue guts.
As I said, Donny, you couldn't have shoot a hole in your own foot.
I was right. He missed his foot, but he got me instead. The lower stomach. And had it not been for the prompt action of Mulholland, I might have ended up a cold corpse in the bitter wind. At least it has afforded me time to record my thoughts. A practice I plan to continue, though I hope it does not take a wound each time to galvanize the process.
McCleavy, have you made out your will?
Not yet. Nor your hopes.
Your constable let me by. What a nice young man he is.
Well, there's time for change.
I brought you some fruits. I thought you might be off the sweeties.
Place it over there.
I have little time, but I thought best to make sure that you're still alive.
I am that.
And I have a favour to ask.
I knew it.
Jesse and Hannah, they're still under charge.
As they deserve to be. They robbed the corpse.
Not robbed. And anyway, they were just following advice.
Then let them name the advisor.
A good word from you.
Quid pro quo?
Name it.
15 years ago, I was a young constable, and you were an even younger whore plying your trade in the Happy Land. You had a cattle merchant from Cumberland, bull to cow.
Delicate memory.
It has always irked me.
The £20 note?
Exactly. It vanished from the man's purse. He grabbed you fast, no time to hide it on your person. He called out from the window, and I was there. I searched your room, top to bottom. Nothing. Caught red-handed, and yet I could not find that note. Where was it, Jean?
You remember how I helped you look?
I do.
Gave you a candle holder to better light your search.
I remember.
The candle was a little loose, and I had jammed a bit of paper at the bottom to keep it steady. A folded piece of paper.
Well, you could not fool me now.
I would not try.
I'll do what I can for them.
I ask no more. I have to go now. Any luck with Donny Shields?
No. Another failure. Probably in Aberdeen by this time.
Who knows? Eat that fruit up now. It'll give you strength.
And who are you to tell me so?
I am allowed. You and I are two sides of the same coin, McLeavy.
I the head. You the tail.
Mm. You eat your fruit and watch out for rotten apples like Donny Shields. Mm. Till we meet again, James.
Till that time. Now get out of here, Jean Brash, and leave me in peace. Folded note. That woman's got the nerve of Napoleon.
Are you all right, sir?
Well, why wouldn't I be?
Oh, no reason, I suppose.
Come in, come in, come in. I have to thank you, Mulholland. I'm told you carried me near 2 miles to get me to this hospital.
Oh, I carried many a pig on my back when I was at the farm.
The comparison escapes me. Go on, go on. Help yourself.
Thank you, sir. I'm partial to fruit. Oh, this apple's rotten.
What?
The rest are fine, but this one's black, right down to the core.
Bring the bowl here.
But...
Bring it.
You're dripping on the sheet, sir.
Be quiet. What may I find in the guts of this apple here?
Bit of paper. Folded.
Unravel. And read.
D.S. 23 Carmichael Street.
I know it well. A thief's den down by Canongate. Go you to Lieutenant Moxey. Get a half a dozen men and rip the place apart. There you will find, I have no doubt, a certain Mr. D.S. Donny Shields.
Are you sure, sir?
My source is impeccable.
Do I have to take the lieutenant?
Yes. And make sure he goes in first. And Mulholland?
Sir?
We'll make a policeman of you yet.
Is that...
No, it's not irony. Get off with you. I believe I will have an apple. Huh? A good one. Ah, Jean, Jean. When I put the handcuffs on your bonny wrists, that will be a marriage indeed. A lawful Adam to a lawless Eve.
McLeavy. Inspector McLeavy was played by Brian Cox and Jean Brash by Phyllis Logan. Constable Mulholland was played by John Paul Hurley. Hannah by Eliza Langland. Jessie by Vicky Liddell. Robert Forsyth by Robin Thompson. Dr. Jarvis by Ralph Riach. And Donny Shields by Stephen McNichol. McLeavy was written by David Ashton and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Patrick Rayner. And he returns next week with some new adventures.